Shalom Aleichem, Svidis friends. This is very, very exciting, as it always is, when we learn together the words of the Varshaver Ilui, the great Ilui from Warsaw, the great Gaon the Tzaddik, Rabbi Yitzchak Kuttner. This will be from his Parah Yitzchak, Yom Kippur, and Maimer Tes. And the discussion today will be about Kavod, and Kavod Shemayim, and the Shir should be Lilui Nishmas, Esther Bas Reb Shmuel, Chana Bas Reb Yitzchak Yona, Aaron ben Yaakov Shachna, Lipin Asher ben Brindel, Nerufuas, Meir Ruven ben Shoshana, and Zev Eliezer ben Chaya Shendel, and Miriam Rivka Basadina Leia, and Aaron Yoshua ben Chaya Shoshana, and Avram Yishayo ben Aviva, Besoch Sha'ar Chole Yisrael. We find a very interesting chiddush in the Kapara of Tshuva, says Rav Futner in Maimer Tes. Normally, there are gradations in the seriousness of Averos. So if one does an Avera, which is a Chai of Mises Beis Din, that is going to be a more serious Avera than an Avera that is only a Lav, that is only a Losase. When we talk about Tshuva, we find an exception to that rule. Somebody who is Mechal Shem Shemayim is only over an Alav, it's only a Losase, there's no Misa involved as a punishment. And yet, the kapara that is required for such a person is greater than for the other averos. It says that in order for a person to get kapara for this, it's not enough tshuva, it's not enough Yom Kippur. He's got to die. Yisurim's not enough. Till he dies, it's more serious than all the other averos. So even though the avera itself is not more serious, we see the kapara of tshuva, chil Hashem, is greater than all other averos. In order to explain this, we need to understand a very fundamental principle in the world of tshuva. In the parashah of the Meraglim, it says, "Vayomer Hashem, salachti kidvarecha." God said to Moshe, "I have forgiven kidvarecha as your words." This pasuk comes right after the tefillah of Moshe, who asked, "Slach na lavon ha'am hazeh," please forgive the sin of this nation. And because of this juxtaposition between Moshe's request and God's answer, you might think, Salachti kitvarecha, that I have forgiven them as you have asked. You said, Slach lavon ha'amazeh, and I'm answering you, Salachti kitvarecha. However, that's not true. It's a mistake. Because tefillah is not called a dibur. Moshe had a tefillah. Slach lavon ha'amazeh. That's not a dibur. A dibur is a dibur, and a tefillah is a tefillah. So when Hashem said Salachti Kitvarecha, he could not have been referring to Moshe's tefillah. Therefore, Rashi explained, he was compelled to explain that Salachti Kitvarecha is not referring to Slach Na La'avon Ha'amazeh. Rather, the Salachti Kitvarecha means, I forgave you like your words. Because what did Moshe say to God earlier? That the Bilti Yecholes, that the Goyim are going to say that, you know why God killed the Jews in the desert? Because he was unable to bring them into Eretz Yisrael. The Goyim are going to say that. So you see that God forgives the Jewish people because of Pen Yomru, because of what the Goyim might say. Now it's clear that without tshuva, all of the tainas in the world aren't going to help achieve slicha. Slicha that doesn't come with tshuva would be vacharanas, would be God being mevater, God foregoing. And the Gemara, and the Chachamim say in the Gemara, that if you say God's a vatran, yivasru meyav, your stomach should be, it should be mevater on your life and your stomach. No joking around, God isn't mochel stam. So if you see this tain of pen yomru, which is connected to the pool of slicha, that God says, that Moshe says, hey, the Goyim might say that God doesn't have power, chas v'shalom. So it must, and then because of that, God forgave the Jewish people for the chayt of the Meraglim. Did I say ego before? I meant the Meraglim. This is all after the chayt of the Meraglim. So it must be that this Pen Yomru is mitstarev to the pu'ula of tshuva. Pen Yomru is not just what the Goyim might say, that God doesn't have enough power, and because of that, God forgave. No, that wouldn't be enough. You got to have tshuva too. So it must be that's part of the tshuva. What does this mean? The explanation is, Kefi Arkenu, according to our Madrega, says Hagoyin Rav Yitzchak. I'll be honest with you, sweetest friends. I've been studying under this man now for close to 20 years. and he never ceases to blow me away. It's a bomba, nacha bomba, nacha bomba. You gotta love him. In any event, the pasuk says in Sefer Dvarim, Re'ei nasati lefonecha yom es hachaim es hatov ves hamoves ves hara. See that I have placed before you today life and good, death and evil. The contrast between life and death, good and evil, can be explained with two versions. Number one, there's the nusach of ratzon, and number two, there's a nusach of kavod. What does the nusach of ratzon say? When you fulfill God's will, that is good and that is life. When you don't fulfill God's will, that is evil, that is death. That's in the realm of ratzon, will. If you fulfill God's will, it's good in life. You don't fulfill chas v'shalom, it's evil and death. What does the nusach of kavod say? Kavod says that the more God has kavod, the more good in life there is. The more one slights God's honor, the more bad in death there is. The truth of the matter is that these two versions are two that are really one, because increasing the glory of God is also a fulfillment of the will of God, and a fulfillment of the will of God is increasing the glory of God. And it works the other way also. Not honoring God is not fulfilling His will, and not giving Him glory is not fulfilling His will, and not fulfilling His will is not giving Him glory. That is usually going to be the case. However, there is an exception to the rule, this rule. And that's where we get to the wonders of the world of tshuva. When you talk about kavod, there is greater kavod that one gives after he earlier refused to submit himself than the kavod one gives when he always submitted himself. If a person, a child, doesn't listen to the teacher for the first 2 weeks of school, does whatever he wants, and now he starts listening, that's a much greater honor to the teacher than somebody who's been listening all along. When it comes to kiyum haratzon, that it doesn't matter. We don't distinguish between somebody who always fulfilled his will and somebody who just started fulfilling his will. There's the same kiyum haratzon. God has a ratzon, and when one fulfills it, it is a fulfillment of the ratzon of Hashem. When we talk about kavod, kavod is a different parasha. Kavod, we say that when one earlier on didn't honor God, and now he starts honoring God, that will be a much greater kavod to Hashem than one who's been honoring Him all along. As the example of Futner gives is that Reuven and Shimon submit themselves to Levi. Reuven was always Levi's Baal Machlokes, and Shimon always helped Levi. So you cannot compare these two acts of submitting to Levi's will. Levi has a much greater honor when Reuven, who used to be his opponent, starts honoring him than Shimon, to the extent that earlier on Reuven was an opponent. To that extent, it will increase the honor that emerges from the submission of today. So we find in the world of tshuva that there's a difference between the mahalach of ratzon and the mahalach of kavod. A person who did an aveira, and now he feels regret and anguish, that fire is within him, the ribui kavod shemayim, the increase, is that a word? Of the honor of heaven, which emerges from this, is much greater than the avod of a tzaddik gamur who never tasted the taste of sin. Because originally this person was opposed to God, and now he's on God's side. So that's kavod. Ratzon, it doesn't matter. There's no difference between mili haratzon that comes after one earlier on didn't fulfill the ratzon, and now he is fulfilling the ratzon. Now there's a fulfillment of ratzon, that's all that matters. So in the realm of kavod, the tzad hara will increase the kavod afterwards when it turns into tov. And ratzon, there's no difference. Now that he's fulfilling the will, it doesn't matter what was happening earlier. Kiyum ratzon chadhu. When it comes to kavod, we say that if earlier on he wasn't fulfilling the person's will, he was an opponent, a strong opponent, and now he is fulfilling the person's will. So that, we say, is a much greater kavod than somebody who's fulfilling his will all along. And we feel it. We feel that if we would have a student or a child who wasn't listening and now starts listening, we feel the kavod much more than a child that always listened. So we see then that the time of tshuva is the time of the stira between the mahalach of kavod and the mahalach of ratzon. And that, sweetest friends, in this contradiction is hidden and encapsulated the light of tshuva. And we find this in Parshas Kisisa. Moshe David, you're with me. We find this in Parshas Kisisa. Shmuel, thank you. With respect to tshuva and the Maisa Ha'egel. Earlier on we talked about the Chayta Meraglim. And now we move on to the Egel. Moshe Rabbeinu asked, Har'eini Naz Kvodecha. Show me your honor, O Lord. And Hashem answered, Ani Avir Kol Tuvi Al Panecha. I will pass all of my good on your face. He asked for kavod, and he was given good. So, from the question and answer, the Chachamim were able to write in our Nusach HaTfilah and Birkas Kriya Shema, Tov Yotzar Kavod Lishmo. The essence of God's good is that He creates a mahalach of kavod. And that's what happened. Moshe said, show me your kavod. And God said, I will give you my good. God's good is creating the kavod. And since the revelation of this good that creates the mahalach of kavod comes in the Seder of the Tshuva of Am Yisrael, we see that there's a mahalach of kavod that is special to the world of Tshuva. And then, v'his'orus hatmiya gedola hibaze. And now we have to ask a great question, a great wonder. Ki halo kol ma shebara lo bara l'chvodo. Sweetest friends, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, He created for His honor. So what is the special kavod in the Seder of Teshuvah? The answer is exactly what we've been saying. Everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, He created l'chvodo. Everything is for His honor. But normally, honor is identified with will. Ritzono hu kvodo, the kvodo hu ritzono, it's one and the same. Kavod in the world of tshuva is different. The kol tuv, ani avias kol tuvi al panecha, that is in the realm of tshuva, creates a mahalach of kavod that's machria, that overrides, that's greater than the mahalach of ratzon. Because as we explain, it's impossible for a act of bittul ratzon that it should create a preference for an act of kiyum ratzon that comes afterwards. Whereas an act of bittul hakavod can create a preference of ribui kavod when one honors after the bittul kavod. Rav Futner says so beautifully in his Rachen Lashon, ha-hachnoe Haba la'achar miride amukahi le'in aroch mehachnaat bereishit. The submission that comes after rebellion is many, many times deeper than a submission from the very beginning. And therefore we see dafka in the world of tshuva that there is a special mahalach of kavod, kavod which is even greater than stam ratzon. And that was the bakasha of Moshe Rabbeinu. Hareini nos kvoidecha in the Seder of Kabbalah Satshuva. Show me your honor, God, we want to bring you honor. Because here, dafka and honor, kavod is so strong. God, we want to give you kavod. Normally, kavod and ratzon are one and the same, but here the kavod is so strong, the kavod is even stronger than the ratzon. Because earlier on, they didn't listen. Earlier on, they did the egel. And now Moshe Rabbeinu says, hareini nas kavodecha, show me your honor. Honor, your honor, show me your honor. Meaning, we want to give you honor. We want to do tshuva, and the greatest kavod now is that earlier on we didn't give you honor, and now we're going to start giving you honor, and that's the good of God. Now in Parshas Ha'azinu, there's a very interesting psukim. It says as it says, Amarti, this is Perek Elamed Beit, Pasuk Chavav, Amarti Af Ehem, Ashbita Me'enosh Zichram, Lulei Ka'as Oyev Agur, Pen Yinakru Tzaremo, Pen Yomru Yadenu Rama, V'lo Adonai Pa'al Kol Zot. I had said I will scatter them, I will cause their memory to cease from man, were it not that the anger of the enemy was pent up, lest the tormentor misinterpret, lest they say, our hand was raised in triumph, and it was not Hashem who accomplished all this. When you first look at this, you see something that really should not allow one to rest, to rob sleep from your eyes. Because it looks like, you know why God's going to save us? It says in the Psukim here that God's going to save us. God said, I would have caused their memory to cease from man. I would have scattered them. Were it not that the tormentor misinterpreted, our hand was raised in triumph. And it was not Hashem who accomplished all this. So Be'etzem, why is God not causing our memory to cease from man? Ashbisa man o zichram? The answer is, because pen yomru. What are the goyim going to say? So it turns out that the whole avodah of Am Yisrael with Mesiris Nefesh and Torah and Mitzvahs is not going to save us. In the end, you know what's going to save us? What's going to save us is what are the goyim going to say? And this is something that should definitely rob us of our rest. But the truth is, that is only a first glance, a superficial understanding. A second and deeper understanding helps us understand that the concern of Pen Yomru is a revelation of the pnimius of the Ma'ilah of Am Yisrael. Because the whole chash of Pen Yomru is only coming to reveal that the mitzias of Kavod Shemayim and the mitzias of Kavod Am Yisrael, the kium, the existence of Am Yisrael, is Haba HaTalia. Atem Eidai V'ani Kel. The pasuk says, "I am your you are my witnesses, and I am your God. If you are my witnesses, then I am God," the Medrash says. And if you're not my witnesses, we can't finish it off. But we all understand, El Male Kasu V'yef Shalom, or if the Pasuk wouldn't say it, it wouldn't be able to say it. But the Pasuk says, you are my witnesses, and I am God. Mashma, that if you were not my witnesses, then oy v'avoy. Amarti afeyam ashbisa me'en ozichram lule kas oyev agur. So this fear of the anger of the tormentor comes to reveal the ma'ilah, the special qualities of Klal Yisrael. Because without the mitzias of Am Yisrael, there is no koach in the world that can oppose the power of the tormenting enemy. What does it mean, Amarti afeyam ashbisa me'en ozichram lule kas oyev agur? What does it mean that I said I would scatter them, I'll cause their memory to cease from man, or not that the anger of the enemy was pent up, lest the tormentor misinterpret, lest they say our hand was raised in triumph. It was not Hashem who accomplished all this. You know what this means, says the Ramban? It doesn't mean to say that it doesn't matter what the Jewish, whether or not the Jewish people are important, they have to be saved so that the goyim don't misinterpret. No, no, no. Adarabba, it's praising the Jewish people. And it's saying that if not for the salvation of the Jewish people, there is no place in the world for the honor and glory of God. Meaning, not saving, destroying the Jewish people will be a lack of glory for God, and saving the Jewish people will be the greatest revelation of God's glory. So if the Goyim misinterpret, that means that Kaviyachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu's glory is not revealed, and that's because our glory, the glory of the Jewish people, is not revealed. Our greatness, because we were destroyed. So therefore God Kaviyachal has to save us, because then His honor will be brought into the world. Because the Goyim will realize the glory of God. So it's not just that, and it's not only just, it's not that the Jewish people aren't chashuv, but God has to save us because the enemy is going to misinterpret. No. It's dafka because the Jewish people are so chashuv, the honor of Hashem can only be expressed, can only be revealed, if the Jewish people are saved. The salvation of the Jewish people, kiviyachol, is the greatest gilui kavod shamayim possible. And it's clear then that we have to equate the penyomer of Parshas Ha'azinu, that's talking about slicha in the future, with the lama yomer of Parshas Kisisa after the Cheda Egel, and also to equate it with the v'amru ha'goyim of Parshas Shlach, with respect to the slicha of the meraglim. And this equation will teach us that the pen yomru, lest the goyim say, of Parshas Ha'azinu was not only to teach about itself, but it is also to teach about the whole klal. That whenever we see this lama yomru, pen yomru, v'omra goyim, what are the goyim going to say? It means that the mitzias of kavod am Yisrael is the mitzias of kavod shamayim. When the Jewish people exist and flourish, that is kavod shamayim. When we don't, it's not. And therefore, the concern for what the Gentiles say, it's not that the Jewish people aren't important, but the goyim are going to misinterpret. No, it's that the whole kiyum of Klal Yisrael, the whole chashivus of Klal Yisrael, is the kavod of Hashem is contingent on the chashivus of Klal Yisrael. And if we're saved, then God's glory is expressed and revealed. And if we're not, then there's no glory of Hashem. Atem Eidai V'Anikel. Im B'Zman She'atem Eidai Anikel. We have to be God's witnesses. And now we are prepared to return to the Chiddush that we learned from the Maimar Hashem, Salachti Kidvarecha. What do we say, Salachti Kidvarecha? We said that means, I forgave you because you said that the Goyim are going to say that God was unable to take the Jews through the desert and bring them into Eretz Yisrael and built the Yecholas Hashem. And we said earlier that this is part and parcel of tshuva, because God is not going to forgive us just stam because of what the goyim are going to say, even though we're not worthy of slicha because we didn't do tshuva. No, this is part and parcel of the tshuva process. How is pen yomru, what the goyim might say, how is that part of the tshuva process? However, anybody who absorbed into his soul the light of the understanding of the midah of kavod that is special in the avoda of tshuva, as we have explained it, the combination and connection of the taina of pen yomru to the pe'ula of tshuva is completely exposed and revealed in front of him. Because since the entire koach of tshuva comes, why? Because of the inyan of kavod, tshuva is all about giving Hashem kavod. Tshuva is not listening, and now you're listening, which brings a much greater kavod to Hashem than listening in the first place. It is clear then that the revelation of this power and the strength of the midah of kavod is shayach to those that the mitzias of their existence in this world is one with the mitzias of kavod shamayim. So that's the pen yomru. What are the goyim going to say? That's part of the tshuva process. Why? Because here we're talking about kavod shamayim. And when we talk about kavod shamayim is going to come in the greatest way from people who didn't listen, and now they listen. And that is tshuva. Tshuva reveals the greatness of the Kavod Hashem. And that connects to the Pen Yomru. What are the Goyim going to say? The Goyim are going to say, Mebilti Yecholes, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Salachti Kidvrech, I forgave you because of your words. What are your words? That the Goyim are going to say that God didn't have the power, Mebilti Yecholes, God didn't have the ability to take them through the desert. Says Rav Huttner, V'nechonim anu achshav lekrat ha'akshava nafshit lekol ha'pnimiya oleh elenu midivrei Rashi. And now we are ready to understand the internal listening of the voice that emanates from the words of Rashi, who explained, Salachti kidvarecha as bishvil ma she'amarta mebilti yecholes, that I'm forgiving you because of bilti yecholes. Because the taina of mebilti yecholes, we explain, shows the greatness of the Jewish people. The Jewish people are the machshir hayechidi. We are the greatest means for kavod shemayim in the world. And therefore, slicha, which skula is, the hashlata, the empowerment of the midah of kavod, through kabbalas hatshuva, what is slicha? That we do tshuva, God forgives us, and that is a ribui kavod shemayim. So that is shayach, dafka to klal Yisrael. Salachti kidvarecha, I have forgiven you for what you have said. You have said that there is going to be a miut kavod shemayim. So now, by forgiving the Jewish people, I am going to create, says Hashem, a ribui kavod shemayim. Because slicha is connected to tshuva, obviously, and to kavod. So Moshe Rabbeinu was concerned for a lack of kavod shemayim. Pen yomru, what are the goyim going to say? There's going to be a lack of kavod. And therefore Hashem says, you're right, Salachti kitvarecha, because you said there's going to be a lack of kavod. I'm going to forgive the Jews, which is an expression of kavod Hashem, because now earlier they didn't listen to me. And now they've done tshuva, and I am accepting their tshuva. Now I'm receiving their hachna, and that will give me a great kavod. So we have learned that there are two revelations of the midah of kavod. The first is when kavod goes together with ratzon, that fulfilling God's will is giving him honor, and giving his honor is fulfilling his will. It's one and the same. And then in the world of tshuva, it's machriya v'hanhaga of ratzon. It is much stronger than ratzon. When you earlier on didn't fulfill somebody's will, and now you fulfill it, there's no difference between such a person and somebody who fulfilled another person's will all along. When you talk about kavod, it's a much greater kavod to not listen earlier, and now to begin to listen, as we explained earlier on. And now we continue this line of thought. It says, V'karasa l'Shabbos oneg l'kdosh Hashem b'chuvod. You should call Shabbos a day of pleasure, and sanctifying God's name and with honor. To the holy God with honor. So what does it mean, Kedosh Hashem Echobit? So Chachamim say in the Gemara that it's talking about Yom Kippur. The covet of Yom Kippur is Kabdeu B'Ksus Nekiah. The covet of Hashem is to be Mechabedim with clean clothing. So common thought understands that this is talking about Shabbos. That Yom Kippur here is being contrasted with Shabbos. On Shabbos we have Oneg Shabbos, and we have Kavod Shabbos. On Yom Kippur, all we have is Kavod. And according to this understanding, Yom Kippur doesn't have a greater Kavod than Shabbos. It has a Miut Oneg. It just has less Oneg. It says, L'kdosh Hashem Echubed, we said that the Kavod is Yom Kippur wearing clean clothing, Ksus Nekiya. So apparently what it means is that on Shabbos we have Oneg and Kavod, and on Yom Kippur all we have is Kavod. So it's being memayed from the Oneg of Yom Kippur. There's no Oneg as compared to Shabbos, so Yom Kippur is less than Shabbos. And it's saying that with respect to Kavod, Yom Kippur is just like Shabbos. With respect to Oneg, Yom Kippur is less than Shabbos. However, that is a very superficial understanding. What's the deeper understanding? That when it says, L'kadosh Hashem Echubed, that the Kavod is Kavod, Kabdeo B'Ksus Nekiah, that Yom Kippur has a special kavod. that in the realm, the depth is, sweetest friends, that in the realm of time, there is the same difference that we learn in this shir about the realm of the soul. The chiluk between the midah of kavod that encompasses everything, when we say in the bracha, shehakol bara lechvodo, that everything was created for God's honor, and the special midah of kavod in the realm of slicha. So here we have, as I pointed out, and I've pointed out in almost every shir, how he is able to tzvei dinim everything, that there are two dinim in kavod, and then with this, we have a whole beautiful essay, and new understanding of the world of tshuva. There's a special din of kavod for the world of tshuva. Hareini na es kivodecha. Show me, God, your honor. So there's kavod of shakol bar lechvodo, and there's kavod of hareini na es kivodecha in the world of tshuva. The general midah of kavod of shakol bar lechvodo is gam kavod, because then there's ratzon and there's kavod, and they work together. The ratzon is the kavod, and the kavod is the ratzon. The midah of kavod of slicha is a midah of rak kavod. It's only kavod. Because in slicha, kavod is the sole ruler. Ratzon is on a second level. The greatest madrega is the madrega of kavod. Because as we said, the kavod that comes in tshuva is much greater than ratzon. Kavod that is subsequent to non-kavod is much greater than ratzon, which comes after non-ratzon. So therefore, on Yom Kippur, so first of all, we saw that in the midah of the nefesh, that kavod, the kavod given after not listening is much greater than the ratzon after not listening. So that's in the midah of the nefesh. So when you talk about tshuva, kavod is the sole ruler. So the same thing applies to Yom Kippur. Kavod Shabbos is different than kavod of Yom Kippur, because Kedusha Shabbos, it's Kedusha that's shayach to the entire Bria. And kavod serves bevchinas gam kavod. It's also kavod. That's Shabbos. There's also kavod. There are other things as well. There's also ratzon. There are other things. There's oneg. On Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur is kedusha that's shayach to the mahalach of slicha. Kavod on Yom Kippur is rak kavod. V'karasa l'Shabbos oneg l'kdosh Hashem mechubed. The Chachamim say that l'kdosh Hashem mechubed is Yom Kippur. And therefore we have to be mechabed Yom Kippur with the ksus nekiyah. And we're not negating from Yom Kippur other chovos besides kavod. It's not shlila. It's mashu chiyuvi. We say that there's a special type of kavod on Yom Kippur. Because from the fact that all we have left on Yom Kippur is kavod, that in itself is the ribui kavod of Yom Kippur klapei Shabbos. Because the mahalach of rak kavod is a greater kavod than gam kavod. So on Yom Kippur, on Shabbos, you have a mahalach of gam kavod. There's kavod Shabbos. And there are other things as well. There's also oneg. Kavod doesn't rule alone. Yom Kippur is rak kavod. That doesn't make it less than Shabbos. In a way, it makes it more than Shabbos. Because rak kavod is a much higher madrega than gam kavod. Because gam kavod is when kavod is on the same level. The kavod there is a lesser kavod. It's on the same level as ratzon. But kavod in the world of tshuva is a mahalach of rak kavod. That kavod is on the highest level. Kavod is higher than ratzon. Because when earlier on there wasn't ratzon and now there is, it's no big deal. No difference. But if there earlier on there wasn't kavod and now there is kavod, that's the greatest kavod. So we see, sweetest friends, that just like there are two dinim in kavod, there's a din of kavod in the realm of the soul. We say of regular kavod, kavod klali, and that there ratzon and kavod are not synonymous, but when there's kavod, there's also ratzon, and when there's ratzon, there's also kavod. In the world of tshuva, the kavod is much greater than the ratzon, as we explain. So that, the very difference is exactly the difference, mamish, between Shabbos and Yom Kippur. That Shabbos is a day of gam kavod, and Yom Kippur is a day of rak kavod. Shabbos is shakol bar lechvodo, and Yom Kippur is hareini nas kvodecha, where kavod works alone. And now, sweetest friends, Kedarko Shel Rav Huttner, at the end of this maimer, we go back to the beginning. We said that tshuva is very different. B'chol HaTorah Kula, Chayvei Mises Beis Dins are more chamor than Chayvei Lavin in Krisus. In Shuvah we find an exception to this rule, that the lav of Chilul Hashem, even though it's only a regular Lo Saaseh, is more chomer than Chayv Mises Beis Din. It's more stringent than Chayv Mises Beis Din. Ubevadai delibo shel kol maskil toveahu hasbara beinyan zeh. And it is certain that the heart of every intelligent thinking person demands an explanation of this matter. But the explanation is, sweetest friends, exactly what we've explained in this mimer, in this very beautiful essay of Rav Huttner. Ki la'acharei shehufia ha'hanhara b'nafshenu. You'll forgive me when I read the words of Rav Kook, so poetic, so beautiful, so artistic. It just makes my soul soar, and I hope yours as well, sweetest friends. Ki la'acharei shehufia ha'hanhara b'nafshenu. After the light has been revealed to our soul, ki eina slicha yoneket et chiyuta, ela min hashlatata shel hanagat midat hakavod al shara hanagot. Slicha derives its life, its vitality, its nourishment from the hashlata, from the ruling of the hanhaga, of the enforcement or the crowning of the midah of kavod over and above all other midos. Harei me eileha olahi bikirbenu shalhevet hachomer amiuchad shel chilul Hashem ba'olam atshuva. By itself arises within us the flame of the special seriousness of Chilul Hashem in the world of Tshuva. Me'achar de'bi'ikaram ein hem omdim bekav hanikud l'midat hakavod. I think I might have skipped the line, sweetest friends, I'm not sure. So I'll do it again. De'be'od she'kol achatim va'avonot ein ma'otam soteret et kocha shel tshuva. That while all other sins, their essence doesn't contradict the power of tshuva. Me'achar de'bikaram einen omdim bekav hanikud l'midat hakavod. Because normally, averos aren't standing in direct contrast to the midah of kavod. Hine chet chilul Hashem, asher ikar mahuto, hu mi'ut kavod, mifotsetsu et hayesod, asher alav mitkonen etan ma'amado shel habal tshuva. The sin of Chilul Hashem, that its very essence is a diminishment, a diminishing of kavod, that blows up the very foundation, it undermines the foundation upon which the status of the Baal Tshuva is predicated. That with when a person is Mechalel Shem Shamayim, that is the diametrical opposite of Tshuva. Because Chilul Shem Shamayim is Miut Kavod. Ikar takif because chilul shem shamayim is miut kavod, and the tshuva is trying to establish ribui kavod. So there is nothing that stands in starker contrast to tshuva, to a baal tshuva, than chilul Hashem, where any other avera isn't the diametrical opposite of the koach of tshuva. Beseder, a person did an avera, so he wasn't giving God great honor, but tshuva can still be done. When we talk about a Chilul Hashem is the very same chemical elements, as it were, that make up tshuva in the positive sense, make up Chilul Hashem in the most negative sense. And therefore, when one is Mechal Shem Shemayim, he has undermined his very ability to do tshuva. Ikar tekifuto shel Baal tshuva hi hetpartzut sha'tzaka shel ma ta'aseh l'shimcha gadol. The very power of the Baal Tshuva is the screaming, what are you going to do for your great name, O God? V'kan bahu chet chilul Hashem, and now comes the sin of Chilul Hashem, v'sotem et ha'peh mitparetz b'tzaka zo, and it seals the mouth of the person who is screaming this. Shekein zeu ikar enyano shel chilul Hashem, shu ektinat Hashem agadol. When a Baal Tshuva says, Ma ta'aseh l'shimcha gadol, what are you going to do about your great name, God? Hey, you can't say that if a person is Mechal Shem Shemayim, because he made God's name small. And therefore, in order to do tshuva for Chilul Hashem, one needs the absolute most kapara. It is the strongest of all averos. You're right. There are averos that are worse, qua averos. There are averos that are more stringent, that are more serious. But when you talk about Chilul Hashem, in the world of tshuva, there is nothing more pernicious. There is nothing more evil. There is nothing that undermines one's ability to do tshuva like Chilul Hashem. And therefore, the most tshuva and Yom Kippur and Yisurim and Misa are all required for a kapara for Chilul Hashem, because it's very, very hard to do tshuva, which is a ribui kavod shemayim, when the very sin that one did, ikaro b'mahuto, its essence was miut kavod shemayim. So now we have two perspectives on Chilul Hashem. We have Chilul Hashem as a regular avera, where it's not so bad. There are averas that are a lot worse, that are krisus and misus beis din. But then you have Chilul Hashem, that when you try to do tshuva for Chilul Hashem, we're going to be a lot more strict with you, because, or with one, chas v'shalom, not you, because Chilul Hashem undermines the foundations of tshuva. So we learned a lot in this beautiful, majestic essay. We learned that Tov Yotzar Kavod Lishmo, that the greatness of God is that He created honor. And the Mahalach of Kavod in the world of tshuva is so great. That's why Moshe says, Hareini Nas Kodecha, Gatzes Ani Avir Kol Tuvi Al Panecha. The good, the greatness is that when one is able to be Marve Kavod Shemayim, that's what tshuva is all about giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavod. And the Kavod is much greater when one earlier on didn't listen, and now he begins to listen. And when we talk about what are the Goyim going to say, it's not just what we're worried what the Goyim are going to think. We're worried about PR. We're worried about what's going to be written in the New York Times about the Jewish people. It's a lot more than that. It's that all of Kavod Shemayim we learn is talui in the Kavod of Am Yisrael. So if the Jews go down, there's going to be no Kavod Shemayim anymore. And the Goyim are going to speak negatively about Hashem. Because if there's no Kavod of Am Yisrael, if there's no Slicha for Am Yisrael, Kaviyachol, there's no Kavod Shemayim. So we should all be Zoche, it's Hashem, V'harbus Kavod Shemayim, to make Kiddushei Hashem, Matase L'Shimcha Agadol, and in that Zchus, we should be Zoche for the great Gilui, as we speak about the Vilna Gaon, says that Sefer Dvarim is connected, each parish is connected to one of the centuries of creation. And we should be Zoche, one of the centuries or one of the 1,000 years, I don't remember which, but we're coming now to the end, to the part where it talks about Tzavim, where we talk about Tshuva and returning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in Hazinu we talk about the punishment, there was punishment, but ultimately in Mirtza Hashem we're going to see a kiyum of the Pasuk B'kav B'kar of Mamish Harninu Goyim Amo Kidam Avad of Yikom V'Nakam Yashiv L'Tzarav V'chiper ad maso amo. O nations, sing the praises of His people, for He'll avenge the blood of His servants, He will bring retribution upon His foes, and He will appease His land and His people. Amen, ken yehi ratzon. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.